To bless her richly.
现在我们打开罗马书第十六章
Romans chapter 16.
第十六章我们再一次读我们从第十七节读到二十五节
Reading from verse 17 to 25.
弟兄们那些历见你们叫你们跌倒背负所学知道的人我劝你们要留意躲避他们因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督只服侍自己的主妇用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心你们的顺服已经传递众人所以我们为你们欢喜但我愿意你们在善上聪明在恶上易拙赐平安的上帝快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在二十一到二十四一同来读与我同工的提摩太和我的亲属路求耶稣所希巴的问你们安我这代笔写信的得丢在主里面问你们安那接待我也接待全教会的该由问你们安城里管银库的以拉都和兄弟挂图问你们安我们读经到这个地方我们请李博士带领我们做一个祷告
就我们来到你面前的时候再次感谢你当我们听到唐牧师在数算使你过去这些年间在我们身上恩典以及对我们特别的关爱的时候我们心里面确实感受到是的主你爱我们使我们这几年能够有这么宝贵的机会来听受主自己的话语主当我们来到这个罗马书就要结束的时候我们深信你的恩典还是要继续不断的向我们沛降因此我们把今天晚上去再一次的恭敬带到神面前求这里使用你的仆人把你的话语丰丰富富的向我们讲解以致我们打开我们的心门也能够丰丰富富的领受求主向我们施恩典这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名阿们
阿们上个礼拜我们讲了那一段的圣经
Last week the passage that we expound on
提到了基督徒要谨慎几样的事情
Mentioned about Christian which we warn in a few things
是对那些挑拨离间的人
To those who cause divisions
对那些教导你背负学习的道的人
To those who teach something contrary to what you've learned
你要躲避他们
You must stay away from them
这些人为什么做这样的事
Why do these people do such things
因为他们常常有一个不造就的动机在他们生活的背后
Because behind their life there is a motive not to build up people
这个很可怜的事情
This is something pitiful
我不是说呢不可以做某些事
I'm not saying that you cannot do certain things or that thing.
但每一件事你做的时候
But everything when you do
你要问你自己你做这件事是造就性的或者不造就性的
You must ask yourself when you do this thing whether you build up or not
你是建造性的或者是摧毁性的
Are you building or are you destructing?
神的工作包含摧毁跟建造
Because in God's word there's destruction and also the establishment
神的据工作包含使人跌倒和使人兴起
and even the word of God that rise up people and also cause people to fall
这是旧约记载也是新约记载
this is what recorded in the Old Testament also recorded in the New Testament
在旧约哪里记载这样的事情呢
in the Old Testament where does it record
上帝呼召耶利米的时候
when God called Jeremiah
对他说我要使你做撤回和建造的工作
saying that I cause you to build and also to destroy
to destroy first and then to build
and to destroy and to build
撤毁然后建造
to destroy and to build
这是神工作的方式
this is the way God works
因为那些错误的没有撤毁那些正确的没有办法建造起来
because thing which is wrong if it's before it's being destructed it cannot be built up
那些虚假的没有撤毁真实的没有办法建造起来
thing which is false which is not destroyed we cannot build with things which are true
那些虚空的没有撤掉那坚实的没办法建造
That which is empty if not destroyed That which is filled cannot be built up
许多时候教会不能兴旺
Many times the church cannot revive
当把真理建造的时候旧的错误的根基霸占地图没办法建造
Because at the time when the church wants to build it up But then you have something which is wrong as a foundation
有时我们到一个出来没有听过福音的地方传上帝的道容易过到了一些很多败坏的基督徒霸占的教会里面做工
Many times we find that it's easier to go to a place whereby the gospel has not been preached, has not been heard, rather than to go to a place whereby there are Christians who have built wrong foundations.
所以呢，撤回是再建造之先。
So destruction comes before the building.
但是撤回，除非是出于神的美意。
But destruction must come from the will of God.
不可以出于人自私的动机。
It cannot become our selfish motive.
除非出于神的美意。
Unless it comes to the beautiful will of God.
否则撤毁性的工作是被魔鬼留地步。
If not, the word destruction actually making room for Satan.
但是有一些人他总是做撤毁的工作。
But there are people who like to destroy and destroy.
我其实不好意思对你说，我个人的本性有很大的撤毁性。
But actually, I want to tell you that my own nature is that I have a great potential of destroying.
因为我的观察力很强。
Because I'm very sensitive and strong in my observation.
我的比较力很强。
And my power comparison.
我可以在很短的时间就查出毛病在哪里，人的错误在哪里，你的失败在哪里，我一下子就看出来。
In a very short time, I can analyze and observe and see where is the shortcoming, where is your weakness.
如果我做一个批判者的话
，So if I would become someone who criticizes,
我很容易把人批判的体无完肤。
It's easy for me to criticize someone until they can hide themselves.
但问题是什么呢
？But what's the problem?
如果我能够把人的毛病都讲出来以后，我能医他的病多少，不能做到的话。我就对世界更没有贡献。
But if I can point out the weakness of people, but then how much can I offer to heal them? If not, I will not be constructive.
一个医生转掉 X 光照出你多少病。
And for the physician to make an X-ray and see how ill you are.
照完了什么医，什么怎么医，什么药他都没有，从来不会医病，只会给你发现病。
But after that, he doesn't prescribe, he doesn't heal, he cannot discover your illness.
那么你一定没有得到多大帮助。
You will not be much help by him.
虽然医病以前要治病。
Even though before you can heal, you must diagnose.
但是治病以后没有医病。
But after you have diagnosed, if you cannot heal,
只是一件消极的事情。
Something which is negative.
所以呢，撤毁的原因是为了要再建造。
So the reason for it to destroy is that because you want to build.
这个原则你一定要听清楚。
You must be clear with this principle.
我们敢责备人。
We dare to rebuke people.
责备之先，先为他祷告。
Because before we rebuke, we want to pray for them first.
我们敢斥责人。
We dare to rebuke people.
因为斥责以前，先为他流泪。
Because before we rebuke, we shed tears for them first.
斥责的结果不是为了好胜。
And the result of rebuking is that you want to be victorious.
斥责的结果是为了把他重新建立起来。
But in order to rebuke him,
所以神对耶利米说
，So God told Jeremiah,
差遣你。
I want to send you.
是你做撤毁的工作。
You don't do the work of destruction.
又做建造的工作。
And also then building up.
神学家 Karl Barth 讲一句话。
Theologian Karl Barth said this.
请你不要多提罪恶的事情。
Do not mention much about sins.
除非你顺带提耶稣基督已经得胜了所有的罪恶。
Unless you also mention that Christ Jesus is victorious over sin.
这样撤毁与建造的工作是平衡的。
So then destruction and building are parallel.
这样教会就不会因为那些有撤毁性功能的侍奉而受亏损。
So the church will not suffer then we take a work with the destruction purpose.
今天我们每一个人都有毛病。
Today we all have shortcomings.
我们怎样看出毛病，但是没有看出以前先预备医治各样毛病的药在我们的身上。
How that we see the shortcoming before that we can prepare the cure for it.
教会里面要使人和好很难。
If the church wants to reconcile people, it's not easy.
要不理解很容易。
But cause division is easy.
要使人彼此了解很难。
But to cause people to understand one another is difficult.
使人彼此误会很容易。
But to cause doubts among people is easy.
你要谨慎躲避那些撩拨离间的人。
So you must be careful and stay away from those people who cause division.
特别要惧怕躲避那些叫你背负所学之道的人。
And also be afraid of those who cause conflicting teaching of what you've learned.
撤毁跟建造两样都可能是神的工作。
To destroy and to build, the two are possible work of God.
就要这样记载。
The Old Testament records such.
新约也这样记载。
Same with the New Testament.
所以呢，上帝说。
So God says,
约翰兴起来
and John is rise up,
要叫许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
So they will cause stumbling to many people, and they cause rising of many people too.
约翰的侍奉有撤毁的功能，也有建造的功能。
And the ministry of John has a nature of destruction and also building up.
为什么叫许多人跌倒呢？
Why he caused many people to fall?
叫那些不肯顺服真理的人，要因为自己的背逆，自己绊倒自己。
that those who not obey the truth of God for their own self become their own obstacles.
那么要兴起哪些人呢？
But to rise up who?
那些真正顺从而没有能力的人，上帝要复兴他们。
Those are truly obedient, yes, without power, God will rise them up.
这是全本圣经的总原则。
This is the principle of the Bible.
历史历代我们的看见都有这样的事情。
Down the history, we see that this kind of thing happens.
到了改教时期的时候，
When it comes to Reformation,
这两件事的平衡更明显的。
All the more is so obvious, this many manifests as the real Reformation.
上帝借着马丁路德做什么呢？
God through Martin Luther, what did he do?
上帝用马丁路德做摧毁的工作。
God through him do the work of destruction.
没有一个人比马丁路德更有足够的力量。
Not a single person as compared to Martin Luther who is more powerful.
单枪匹马，赴汤蹈火，毫无畏惧的把整个天主教错误的架构把它拆散。
That alone, without fear, he destroyed all the wrongs of Catholic.
马丁路德以前有 Tyndale.
Before Martin Luther was Tyndale.
马丁路德以前有 John Huss.
Also John Huss.
马丁路德以前有 Wycliffe.
And Wycliffe.
马丁路德以前有很多很多伟大的改教家。
Many of the reformers were there.
但是他们就是没有力量把整个天主教当时错误的信仰的架构把它拆下。
But they do not have the strength and power to destroy all the wrong structure of Catholicism.
上帝就用了这一个德国北部一个很勇敢的青年人做这件事。
So God used this very brave young man of northern Germany to do this thing.
马丁路德用德国精神把整个错误拆下以后。
With the German spirit, when Martin Luther have destroyed all these wrongs.
改教完了吗？
Has the Reformation?
没有。
No.
还没有建呢。
Because they have not built up yet.
需要重建。
You need to rebuild.
那么上帝用马丁路德撤回以后。
So after God has used Martin Luther to destroy.
上帝用谁来建造呢？
Now to whom that he rebuilt?
用了约翰加尔文。
John Calvin.
Martin Luther and John Calvin.
The Martin Luther 跟这个约翰卫斯理。
Destructive and constructive.
And 一个是拆毁，一个建造。
To tear down and to rebuild.
一个是拆毁，一个重建。
把它完全拆下来。
So one has something destroyed,
错误拆下来。
The wrong thing has been destroyed,
真理重建起来。
And the truth rebuilt.
所以呢 ，Institute of Christian Religion，
那么基督教要义，
所以教文所写的那本书就是整个 Protestant theology 和 the system of faith 的这个 backbone 和我们的这个真正的 pillar。
And that becomes the backbone, the pillar of true Protestant systematic theology.
这个骨架。
And that becomes the backbone.
这个支柱。
And that becomes the pillar.
是整个基督教的信仰永远不再动摇。
So that the whole Christian faith is not to be shaken in the future.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为错的已经拆下来。
Because what is wrong has been destroyed.
对的要坚持。
And what is correct has to be rebuilt.
马丁路德不是改教最伟大的人吗？
Martin Luther, he is the greatest in the Reformation.
后来为什么法国的改教家不到德国哪里向他？
Why is that this reformer never go to learn after him in Germany?
为什么这一个其他欧洲地区的人不到德国去跟他学呢？
Why is that the other places in Europe never go to Germany to learn after him?
为什么英格兰的、苏格兰的改教家不知道德国去跟马丁路德学？
Why is that the reformer in Scotland and England did not go to this to learn after Martin Luther?
都到热内瓦去学。
But they went to Geneva.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为热内瓦就是归正神学的地方。
Because that is the place of the Reformed
theology. 热内瓦就是教文的地方。
Geneva is the place where John Calvin lived.
当大家看到这一套 Institute of Christian Religion 的神学系统的。
When people see the Institute of Christian Religion, the system of theology.
他们知道真的架构已经建立起来。
They know that a true structure has been built.
在这个架构，在这个信仰里面建立我们对神的这个知识的人。
In this structure and this faith, we can be the one who know the knowledge of God.
他们不会随便动摇。
They will not be easily shaken.
所以感谢上帝。
So praise God.
归正神学。
The Reformed theology.
不是单单注重撤回。
It's not that we have to destroy alone.
更注重重建。
All but also to rebuild.
我们这个查经叫做归正查经聚会。
And this exposition meeting is called the Reform Exposition Meeting.
我们在这里一方面批判许多错误。
So here on one hand we critique those who are wrong.
但是我们不是专门责备人感到很高兴，感到荣耀，不是。
But we are not criticizing for the sake of glory.
我们在每一场的聚会有几句批判的话。
So every meeting we have a few words of critique.
但是有更多的时间是用在建造你们的信仰 上面。
But more the time we spend in building up your faith.
那些专做破坏的。
So those who only do the work of destruction.
以为自己是一种摧毁性而已的。
And they thought that they only do destruction.
甚至叫人违背所学习的道理。
And so that people go contrary to what they've learned.
你们要逃避他。
You must stay away from him.
你追根究底找到一个动机。
Because you want to find there's a motive behind them.
他们是为自己的肚腹，不是为了真理。
It is for the sake of their own appetite, not for the truth.
他们是为了自己利益，不是为了是非。
For their own benefit, not for the right or wrong.
当是非超过利害关系的时候。
When the right or wrong surpass the profit.
认清这个原则的人就带来教会的复兴。
Those who know clearly about this principle will bring revival to the church.
当利害遮盖是非的人。
When this own self-profit overcome what they think is true or wrong.
用这种原则侍奉的人一定是教会的败类。
Those who serve with this principle are actually the wrongs of the church.
我再讲一次
啊。One more time.
如果在教会里有一些人。
If in the church there are some people.
他们看是非的问题过于看利害关系。教会有盼望。
When they examine things of right or wrong more than the profit,There's hope in the church.
如果教会有一些人是看自己的利害关系过于到底是对是不对的，那教会就很。
But if the church there are people who only place emphasis on their own gain, not the right or wrong, there's a danger in the church.
所以保罗说你要逃避这样的。
Paul said that you want to run away from these people.
因为他们是为赌夫，不是为真理。
Because they fight for the sake of their own appetite, not for the sake of the truth.
那你们这些老实人
，So you are honest.
你们这些很顺从的人
，Those who are obedient,
就很危险的。
It's dangerous.
因为这种人很会欺负老实人。
Because these kind of people, they know how to bully the naive people.
这些人很喜欢顺从的人。
And these people who like to be obedient,
他如果在顺从人中间来发挥他们的功用，就更多群众跟他们走，因为顺从嘛。
Among the obedient, if they were to do this kind of work, people will follow him more.
如果他们更多遇见老实的人，他们越容易发展，因为老实的人是很容易顺服，也很容易领受的。
If they would come across more people who are obedient, it's easier to, for them to develop their ministry.
所以保罗特别讲了一句话了。
Paul especially this.
老实够不够？
Is it good to be honest?
不够。
Not enough.
好够不够？
Is it good to be good?
不够。
No.
顺从够不够？
Is it good to be obedient?
不够。
No.
我告诉你啊
I tell you,
如果你生的孩子一直乖乖一直听话什么都听以后没有前途的
If your children will be very very obedient listen, everyone will say there's no future for them
那个不过使你做父母的比较平安没有人反对
Only that you as a parent become more peaceful
比较容易教他因为总是顺服你
Because more easy to teach them that's it
照样的
The same thing
在亲人团契里面
In among the youth
个个乖得不得了这个团契不好
If everyone were so obedient this fellowship is no good
在教会里面
In the church
个个顺服得不得了不好
If everybody were so obedient it's no good
为什么表
示 Why?
因为他们没有养成自己的思考自己的立场和勇敢发言为真理争辩的精神没有养成
Because they have not cultivated their own critical thinking their own stand and also their this a good work
当天主教一大堆错误的时候
When there's a lot of things wrong with Catholicism
如果有两个马丁路德
If there were two Martin Luther
一个是教皇我顺服你
One said Pope I obey you
无论你做什么我都忠心
No matter what you do I faithful
另外一个马丁路德
But the other Martin Luther
也叫做马丁路德
Also called Martin Luther
不合圣经的我就烦你
Whatever is opposing the Bible
为什么你这么做我不赞成
Whatever you are wrong I won't agree with you
我问你对教皇来说顺服的好或者不顺服的好
To the Pope the obedient or the disobedient is better
对教皇来说
To the Pope
顺服的好不顺服的好你不回答你是顺服的
So you are obedient
对不对呢但是对整个教会历史来说
But to the church history
一个敢反抗错误的马丁路德同完全顺服的马丁路德哪一个好
Martin Luther that opposed the wrong or Martin Luther so obedient which is better
那你听得听懂我的话
So you understand what I'm saying
所以我很怕我的孩子完全听我的话
So I'm afraid my children will listen totally to me
最怕的当我错的时候他还是听话
Even though when I'm wrong they'll listen to me
哇那以后我死了以后呢
So after I die, I think.
因为他养成了绝对听话。
Because if they were the absolute obedient,
所以别人骗他，他也听话。
People would treat them, they would listen.
所有的错他都顺服。
All the wrong also they are obedient.
那我生的孩子不是人才，是奴才。
So my children is not actually a talent, but a servant.
那个很可怕。
That is dangerous.
A slave.
A slave.
Servant. Servant is
more than that, a slave, yeah.
Slave is blindly obey everything, including wrong things.
那么这个奴才呢，是盲目的跟从，错的他也跟从。
所以今天教会的领袖
，so today the church leaders，
盼望有人才起来吗
？They hope their talents will come，
或者盼望只有奴才
？Only slaves。
对不起，我讲这样的话。
I'm sorry when I say this，
因为我是站在这个神的国度的好处来讲。
I'm standing for the prophet of the king of God。
所以从1961年开始
，so since 1961，
43年来。
For these 43 years,
我不怕你问任何问题。
I'm not afraid whatever kind of question you ask.
反对基督教问题，我接受。
Question that oppose Christianity, I accept.
反对圣经的问题，我接受。
Question that oppose the Bible, I accept.
决定不因为你反对基督教，我就气你，就压你，就讨厌你。不可
以。It will not be because you oppose Christianity, I want to hate you and oppress you. No.
我要开导你。
I want to guide you.
所以我敢跟你辩解什么是对什么。
So I dare to debate and expound to what's right, what's wrong.
这种精神是很重要。
This kind of spirit is important.
是教会的领袖。
So the church leaders.
团契的领袖。
And the leader of the fellowship.
这次的领袖。
And the deacons.
我们不但盼望教会平安无事。
Not only hope that there's peace with the church.
我们更盼望教会会有作为。
But all the more we hope there's a good work in the church.
有坚定的信仰。
And there is a firm faith.
有真理的原则。
And also a principle of truth.
有不随便妥协的精神。
And also a spirit do not compromise.
有敢抵挡那些错误的事情。
A spirit that oppose things which are wrong.
这一点可能您平常没有详细谈到这个地步。
Probably you're not discussing in detail in the ordinary time.
所以保罗说你们要聪明。
Paul said you must be wise.
你们不要笨。
Don't be a fool.
那么如果你们要聪明呢？
If you want to be intelligent,
你要在什么事情上聪明，在什么事情上笨呢？
Upon what you must be wise, upon what you shouldn't be.
你们要在善事上聪明。
Wise in good things,
在坏事上愚笨。
Innocence in evil things.
我上个礼拜故意讲一句另外的反话。
But last week I sort of twist it around.
你自己做坏事很笨，不会做。
When you want to do evil things, you are a fool, you cannot do it.
做好事很聪明。一定会做
，But to do good things, you're intelligent to do.
够不够呢
？Is that good enough?
不够
，No.
你的仇敌怎么做坏事，你要很聪明，知道他怎么做。
In the way how your enemy do evil thing, you must know the plot and know how to do it.
人家怎么做坏事，你懂。
How people do evil thing, you know the trick.
轮到你做坏事，不懂。
Well, when it comes to you do a trick, you don't know.
这样才是好基督徒。
That is good Christian.
再轮到你做好事。
When it comes for you to do good things,
你懂。
You know.
很有经验，很老练。这个叫做在善事上聪明，在坏事上易拙。
That's what we mean that you are wise in good things, but also in innocence in evil things.
你还记得吗
？Do you remember?
要不要做好
？Do you want to be good?
好。
Yes.
要不要笨
？Do you want to be fool?
No.
No.
免得变成好笨蛋。
Not that you are a good fool.
今天教会有好笨蛋一大堆。
And there are good fools in the church.
笨蛋也是很漂亮，因为蛋嘛很好看。
You know, eggs are beautiful.
笨蛋。
But then when you're fools,
一直给人欺负，给人骗你。
People bully you, people cheat you.
哇，你说我是基督徒，多么好给人家欺负。
You say I'm a Christian, it's good to be bullied.
是那些人一面欺负你。
On one hand they bully you.
一面看你这么好。
They see you're good.
一面笑。
They laugh at you.
原来基督徒这么笨。
Christians are so fools, so stupid.
一定不是耶稣的。
So they don't believe in Jesus.
因为他怕做了基督徒，就像你这样给人家欺负，太。
Because they're afraid that if they become Christian, they'll be like you to be bullied by people.
所以你做基督徒要聪明。
So as Christian, you must be intelligent.
等到他发现你这么厉害的。
When they discover you're so intelligent,
他不敢欺负你。
So they dare not bully you.
但是他想，等到我做基督徒，我也可以像他这样，就不容易给人欺负。他会信主的。
So they say that whenever Christian, I can be like you, not to be bullied by people. Then they want to be Christians.
你说唐牧师，你讲到常常跟人家不一样，很奇怪。
Reverend Tom, you also always speak differently.
我感觉。觉得不是我跟人家不一样很奇怪，是人家跟我不一样，他很奇怪。
It's not. I don't feel strange because I'm different from others, but it's strange. They are different from me.
善事上要聪明。
You must be wise in good things.
恶事上要易拙。
But innocence in evil things.
那我们把上个礼拜的这些道理再重新肯定了以后。
So this is what we affirmed what we preached last week.
保罗最后一句话说什么呢
？Finally, Paul said,
那就快要把撒旦。践踏在你脚下的上帝
and God who is going to put Satan under your feet
他要用他的恩 与你同在。
And so he was together with you with his grace.
因为他是平安的上帝。
Because he is God of peace.
他快要将撒旦践踏在你的脚下。
He will soon crush Satan under your feet.
这句话什么意思？
What do you mean by that?
这句话跟伊甸园遥遥相对。
This word actually is parallel between the, this Garden of Eden and here.
伊甸园里面
，the Garden of Eden
是撒旦得胜的人类。
It is Satan who overcomes humankind.
在末世的时候
，but at the end time,
基督代表人类得胜撒旦。
It's Christ representing mankind to overcome Satan.
在伊甸园的时候
，in the Garden of Eden,
是撒旦欺骗了我们的始祖。
It's Satan who deceived our ancestor.
就是第一个人类的代表。亚当跟夏娃
the Adam and Eve, the representative of mankind.
所以末后的日子
but come the end time,
是人类第二个代表得胜了撒旦
It's the second representative of humankind that overcome Satan.
完全具体的显明出来
Totally and concretely, it is being manifested.
那么这个得胜呢
This victory,
就在审判亚当夏娃跟蛇的时候预言就讲出来了。
It's at a time when God judged Adam, Eve, and Satan. It was being prophesied.
所以这个是第一个预言。
So that was the first prophecy.
这个预言是圣经所有一切预言的总预言。
And that is the prophecy in totality of all prophecy in the Bible.
这是所有先知预言的总根基。
And that is the foundation of all prophecy of the prophets.
创世纪三章十五节
and also this, this Genesis chapter 3 verse 15
那个预言
that prophecy
是比所有圣经里面一切的预言更重要
and even more important than all other prophecy in the Bible
更基本
and more foundational
更有决定性
and more decisive
什么原因呢
why
第一个原因
the first
因为一切的预言都是那个预言的 footnote
Because all prophecy but only the footnote of that prophecy.
全圣经所有的预言
all the prophecies in the Bible
都是要解释那一个预言
It's only about to interpret that prophecy.
所以那个预言是一切预言的总根源
So that prophecy becomes the source of all prophecy.
从创世纪一直到启示录所有的预言从那个预言的注释而已
From Genesis until these are revelations, all prophecies are the footnotes of this prophecy.
第二样
The second.
为什么那个预言是很重要的
Why I said that prophecy is very important
所有的预言都是上帝借着先知们的口讲
Because all prophecies God through the lips of a prophet to prophesy
只有那个预言是上帝自己的口亲自讲出来
Because in that prophecy God spoke with his own lips
亚当夏娃犯罪以后
And after Adam and Eve sinned
他们已经掉在魔鬼的网罗里面
They fallen into the trap of Satan
他们已经跌进撒旦的陷阱里面
They fallen into the pit of Satan
从此以后
Henceforth
他们没有盼望
They have no hope
没有出路
They have no way out
没有武器得胜
They have no weapon to overcome
时机已经过了
The opportunity has gone
向前只有 后悔
And there's only the, to regret
在文艺复兴的中期的时候
And also in the medieval mid of medieval
意大利有一个图画家叫 Masaccio
In the mid of Renaissance, the Italian is this of a painter,
Masaccio. Masaccio 是在这个 Botticelli 以前
Masaccio is before Botticelli.
在这个的 Bellini 以后
After Bellini.
在 Giotto 以后
After Giotto.
在这个许多的早期的那 Francesca 的那些图画以后
And after this Francesco.
到了最后的时候
When it comes to the end of it.
产生了三个文艺复兴最大的画匠就是达芬奇 Raffaello 同 Michelangelo
then become the great painters of this Renaissance that is Raphael, Da Vinci and Michelangelo
那么结果呢文艺复兴影响了德国法国和荷兰意大利所有的艺术绘画的学派
So this Renaissance actually influenced all the schools in Europe
有许多人就照着他们常用的题材去画圣经所记载的事情
And also with the source of material they have used they copy after them
但是呢有一件事我要在这里提的
But there's one thing I want to especially make mention in this place
就是画亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园的那一件事
So that if the painting when they draw this Adam and Eve chased out from the Garden of Eden
很多人都画过
Many have drawn it
包括了 Michelangelo，
including Michelangelo，
他画不是被赶出去，是受试探的
时候。He draw at time when they were being tempted。
还有 Albert Durer，
Durer，
还有许多其他的画家。
And many other painters。
我把这些全部做比较的话
，When I make comparison of all these paintings，
我发现没有一个胜过 Masaccio。
I find that no single one has superseded Masaccio。
Masaccio 他所画的图啊
，Masaccio the painting that he drew，
从 anatomy 来看。
From
anatomy,
from anatomy,
它的这个比例不是很准确。
From anatomy, the proportion is not that right.
但是呢，从整个精神的表达来看
，But coming the expression of the spirit,
到现在500-600年，没有人出其右。
Now that 500-600 years later, no one can supersede it.
他画笑啊。
When he draw this Eve,
一手遮住肉体的下部。
On one hand, she covered the shamefulness.
眼睛是。吊着的眉毛切下来
，and the eyes with the also eyebrow frowning，
哀哭的口是开起来的
，also the mouth open with crying，
前面完全没有前途
，looking forward there's no hope，
夏娃的痛苦
，and the suffering of Eve，
亚当的懊悔
，and also the regret coming from this Adam，
连整个头的角度都不上不下的。
Even this angle of the head is not up or down.
离开伊甸园。
So they were leaving the Garden of Eden.
那个痛苦的表达。
And the expression of suffering.
就是所有悲剧的真正的精神所在。
And that's the true spirit whereby the tragedy resides.
你看电影的时候。
When you watch film.
你看歌剧的时候。
When you see opera.
你看戏剧的时候。
When you also see film.
你说有一种叫做悲剧。
You see a tragedy.
像 Romeo and Juliet 这个悲剧。
Romeo and Juliet, yes.
Romeo and Juliet 是悲剧的一个代表。
Romeo and Juliet is the representative of the tragedy. So,
我个人的解释哈。
My personal interpretation.
悲剧是什么
？What is a tragedy?
悲剧就是事情已经到了不可挽回的地步，而时间绝对不留情，不给你重头来一次。
Tragic is something that comes to a state whereby you cannot redeem it, and time will not allow it to repeat.
所以悲剧跟时间有关系。
So tragedy as the relationship with time.
前几天我在麦丹讲到。
A few days ago, I was preaching麦丹。
我提到要发展一种叫做时间神学。
I said that I want to develop some kind of theology connected with time.
Theology of time.
The theology of time.
时间的神学。
The theology of time.
因为这个时间呢
，because time
是在永恒里面。
Is eternity
在暂时存在过的一段
，But then in a temporal the moment of existence，
虽然时间不等于永恒
，Even a time is not equal to eternity，
暂时加暂时加暂时无限的加也不等于永恒。
Temporality plus temporality added up together is not equal to eternity。
但是堕落的影响是有永恒的本质在暂时中。
But then the effect of fallenness have some effect in eternity, in temporality.
The eternal fall is within the limit of the temporal time.
因为这个永恒的这个堕落乃是在这个暂时时间里面发生的。
所以在暂时里面发生的事。
So things happen in that temporal time.
这即是永恒的影响。
But then it is actually coming from the effect of eternal.
那虽然暂时。那严重性就不可忽视。
Even though that's temporal, but the effects cannot be overlooked.
对不起，我今天不是教哲学，所以我不要讲太深。
I'm not teaching philosophy, I'm going to go deep into it.
但是你在五分钟里犯罪，有影响，永永远远，你以为这五分钟是简单吗
？But in that 5 minutes, when you see that affect your eternity, do you think that 5 minutes is simple?
不简单的。
No.
时间里面跟永恒发生关系的都是重要。
Time with relationship with eternity, then something happens.
我们用五年建一个大礼拜堂。
We just 5 years to establish a big church.
跟 Handel 用24天写弥赛亚。
But as to compare to this, Handel used 24 days to compose Messiah.
用了时间。
We use time.
但是你建了大礼拜堂，炸弹一炸，它就不见了。但是 Handel 写的弥赛的音乐多少原子弹都不能把它炸掉
But the church you build with the church building it can be destroyed by the bomb but Handel's Messiah could not be destroyed even by nuclear bomb
因为你是在空间里面建造
Because you're building in space
他是在时间里面建造
But he built in time
他的东西是时间的产品
His thing is the product of time
你做的是空间的产品
But we built things in space
所以对时间的了解
So an understanding of time,
跟神发生关系的时候
When it comes to relationship with God,
那叫做时间成熟。
That's called the theology of time.
那这现在你这两分钟听的，没有一本书讲的。
So for this, what you're finding, these 2 minutes, no book has described it.
所以那些在时间跟永恒的关心中间很警醒的人，是很聪明智慧的。
And those who are very alert in the relationship of time and eternity are those who are very wise.
什么叫做悲剧呢
？What a tragedy!
就在暂时中间已经受了一个永恒的命运捆绑。没有办法再回到过去的时间，就一定叫做悲剧。
That is in temporality, it has been bound by something which is eternal in lasting and in effect. That's called tragedy.
你做错的是暂时的事情。
So what you have done wrong is something.
那你的后悔是永永远远的后悔。
But then your regret is forever.
那个叫做悲剧。
That's called tragedy.
亚当夏娃犯罪的那一分钟。
Adam and Eve at time when the minute when they sin,
他们是在暂时中间。
They are in temporality. They go against God.
他们他是永恒中间出卖自己。
But then in eternity they betray themselves.
所以这一种观念
So this kind of concept
这一种心灵的感应
This kind of spiritual mind
怎样把它画成一张图画
How to translate it into a painting
那就是艺术家的巧妙到什么地方
And that is how wonderful this painter are
我从这个角度去看马萨基
It is from this perspective I look at 马萨基
所以他的伟大
His greatness.
不是因为他的颜色特别好看。
Not because the color is good.
不是因为他的 anatomy 比例特别准确。
Not because the anatomy is good in proportion.
不是他画的身体特别感动人。
Not because the body touch us.
而是他的心灵的表达，在暂时与永恒中间的对比，他抓到了真正的心情。
But then in the expression of the spirit, in the comparison of time and also the temporality, he has caught that moment.
那一张图啊
，that painting.
不过是在意大利一个礼拜堂这讲台后面的一个角落罢了。
It is only by the corner at the back of a cathedral in Italy.
Not big church. 不是太大的。但我告诉你
I tell you,
那一个角落所画的事情。
That corner was being drawn there.
乃是把整个人类的命运用线条跟表情表达出来。
But they use time and a line expression to express the fate of mankind.
伟大的艺术
and great painting
是超越你的
It transcends reasons.
超时间的
transcends time.
超空间的
transcends space.
好，我现在继续讲下去
So I continue for that.
如果人类的前途是完全没有盼望
If there's no hope in man's future,
那我人活在世界上做什么
Then what's the purpose of living in this world?
所以呢，人类就因为一个预言达到了一个。真正的盼望。
So because of a prophecy, man has reached true hope.
那个预言不可以从人的口讲。
And that prophecy cannot be uttered by man.
因为如果人讲出来，人本身也在那个命运里面，怎么讲出来
？Because if man was uttered, but he's still bound in that fate and destiny, how can you say that?
所以第一个预言一定要从上帝的口自己讲。
So the first prophecy must come from God Himself.
上帝说什么呢
？What did God say?
女人的后裔。
And the woman's seed,
与蛇的后裔
and also the descendant of Satan,
彼此为敌
they become enemies.
蛇要伤女人后裔的脚，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
You injured his heel, but then he bruised your head.
我们以为这是很小的一件事。
We thought this is a very small thing.
这句话呢很简单，也不必查字典，我懂了。
And this statement is so simple. You see, I don't check the Bible. I know.
我告诉你。懂圣经跟懂天文学的书是不一样的两回事。
To know the Bible and to know books of astronomy are two different things.
完全两码事。
Two different things altogether.
这已经超越了文学。
That transcends literature.
超越了心理学。
Transcends psychology.
已经在了灵界的生命范围里面的一种智慧的东西。
But in the realm of the wisdom of life.
已经不是单单知识的层面
Not something of knowledge
感谢上
Praise God
所以呢当保罗讲这一节圣经的时候
So when Paul expounded this verse
气派蓬勃
It was so majestic
把你带到一个的创世跟末世之间的对比
But bring you to the contrast of the creation and also the end of the world
创世纪伊甸园的时候
And in the creation in the Garden of Eden
人跌倒
Man fall
蛇掌权
And the serpent was in
the 蛇做头
And he was the head
人没有办法
Man couldn't do anything
但是在末世的时候
But what kind of end time
蛇被践踏在你的下面
The serpent has been put under your feet
人类得胜
Man is
victorious 为什么呢
Why
就因为这两个人
Because of these two persons
这两个人都是人类的
They are representative of man.
一个就是亚当
One is Adam.
一个就是基督
One is Christ.
在亚当里，所有的人都背逆上帝。
In Adam, all go against God.
In 亚当背约
Because when Adam go against the covenant,
亚当不顺从
he was obedient.
在基督里所有的人都有得救
But in Christ all shall be saved.
因为基督顺从
Because Christ obedient.
所以上帝借着基督与我们立了永远的约
And Christ, God through Christ have made a covenant with us which is eternal.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
亚当在蛇的下面失败
Adam, he fell under serpent.
蛇在基督的下面失败
Serpent under Christ Jesus, he was destroyed.
亚当后来生下的所有的人
and the descendant coming after Adam,
都在亚当的不顺从里不顺从
in the disobedience of Adam, they are disobedient.
都在亚当的失败里失败
in the failures of Adam, they fail.
在基督里面被重生得救的人
but those who are reborn in Christ Jesus,
都因为基督的顺从而顺从
but because they are obedient of Christ, they are obedient.
因为基督的义而被称义
Because of righteousness of Christ, they have been called righteous.
亚当里面，我们因行为要受审判。
In Adam, because of conduct, we should be judged.
在基督里，我们因为信得称为义。
In Christ, because of faith, we are being justified.
当基督再来的时候
，So when Christ returns,
那时候你是不是失败在亚当的这失败的里面呢
？Are you failed? Do you fail in Adam?
你是不是在蛇的这个践踏的下面
？Also under the feet of the serpent?
不是的
，No。
这里说的
，Here it says，
那赐平安的上帝
，The God of Peace，
就快要
soon
将撒旦践踏在你脚下
，Crush Satan under your feet。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
我从前不大明白
，In the past I don't understand well。
什么叫做呢？女人的后裔伤蛇的头。蛇的后裔伤女人的后裔的脚跟
When the seed of this woman will bruise the head of Satan and Satan will injure his heel
当一个蛇转到你这里来的时候
When the serpent comes to you
你用你的脚踏他的头的时候
When you use your leg to stamp on it
那个时候他最多